The Gospel according to St. Mark. We're going to be reading out of the 8th chapter, verses 34 through 36. St. John 14, 1 through 6. And Revelation 1, 17 and 18. St. Mark 8, beginning at verse 34. The Bible reads, "And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" John 14, 1 through 6. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Revelations 1, 17 and 18. "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." On the basis of those verses this morning, I'd like to talk to you from the subject, dead man, still walking. Dead man, still walking. I wonder this morning, anybody believe that? Anybody really believe that? The Lord is blessing us right now. Right now, right now. We don't have to work until tomorrow. We don't have to wait and see what the end is going to be. The Lord is blessing us right now. And the song said that he woke us up this morning. I don't see any corpses in here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything in here that is living, the Bible say, ought to praise the Lord. Anybody come to praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anytime when you attack the devil try to attack you back. Hallelujah. But I serve a God that got all power. And I'm trusting that God right now, even now, because I know that the Lord will make a way somehow. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are living in a time where we can't depend on nothing but the Lord. Nothing but the Lord. The Lord will always see you through this morning. And as we've come this morning, we come and we've gathered in this place. We have gathered in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And we are here for a purpose. And that purpose is to lift up the name of Jesus. Not only did we come to lift him up, but we come to ask and to offer supplications and thanksgivings for the things that not only he has done, but God is yet doing and is still going to do. I thank God this morning that I serve a God that's the same kind of God. He doesn't wishy-washy. He don't treat me one way today and another way tomorrow. God is a God that you can depend on to have that same mindset. If I love you this morning, I'm going to love you this evening. I serve a God this morning that knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's nothing so righteous with me because I'm nothing but a filthy rag before him. And when God, the God that I'm talking about, when he looked at this old body of mine, he realized that I couldn't make it without him. So he allowed his only begotten son in the person of Jesus the Christ. Anybody know who I'm talking about? Am I in here all by myself this morning? I don't want to be by myself this morning. I want to know I got somebody with me this morning. I want to know that somebody in here know what I'm talking about. I want to know that you didn't come to be entertained, but you come to be a witness for the Almighty God. Anybody coming here to let the world know whose side you are on this morning? Don't nobody have to tell you God been good to you. You ought to know that for yourself. Anybody know that the Lord woke you up this morning, started you on another day's journey? Then you ought to have a mind to tell God thank you. There's something going on in the house this morning. There's something going on in my body this morning, but I'm not worried about that right now. All I want to do is tell the Lord thank you. All I want to do is let somebody know that I love God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excuse me if I get beyond myself this morning. I don't feel like being in a comfort zone this morning. I don't feel like doing it all prim and proper. I just want to let God have his way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got a lot to thank God for. I got a lot to thank God for. When I look around and look at my blessings, we got to understand that every blessing is not a dollar bill. Every blessing is not an automobile. Every blessing is not material things. Anybody glad that they just got health and strength? Woo, hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody glad that they just got joy? Then you ought to tell God thank you this morning. Anybody glad that you're not where you used to be? See, you got to know where you've been in order to get to where you're going to. And if you don't like where you've been, then you'll change your mindset. Yeah. Hallelujah. I count it all joy this morning. I count it all joy to be amongst the living. I thank God to have what they call a reasonable portion of health and strength. Anybody know what that means? A reasonable portion. That lets you know that there's a little something wrong with you. Glory. But there's some folk that got a lot wrong with them this morning. But the same God. The same God that can take care of your little problem can take care of their big problem. Hallelujah. Anybody believe that this morning? The same God that can cure a cold can cure cancer this morning. Anybody believe that this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you might be able to tell me that, brother preacher, I know some people that died of cancer, but I know some folks that are still living too. And I know that God is a God that is able to do anything. I'm trying to help somebody in here this morning. Glory. I do hope that we understand that it's not by any of our own efforts or merits that we are where we are. We cannot proclaim our salvation because of who we are. We have to understand that it all comes from the Lord our God. It is all because of Jesus the Christ. What he did on the cross at a place called Golgotha, where he fulfilled his mission upon earth to save a sin-sick world from hell and destruction. We read where Paul said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let us understand this morning that we are not exempt because we are members of somebody's church. Let us understand that we are not exempt just because we can say that we are saved, sanctified, and some go as far to say full of the Holy Ghost. And I wonder sometimes, are we full of the Holy Ghost or what are we full of? Because we talk out of one side of our mouth and we act out of the other side of our mouth. We got to be careful what comes out of our mouth. We say that we want to do what God wants us to do, but then we do what we want to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm feeling better already. I'm feeling better because I know that God is going to bless somebody in the house this morning. I'm glad this morning that Jesus died and was buried and still got up walking. I'm glad this morning that I believe that because he lives, I too shall live. I believe that it was his love for us that lifted him up. I believe that by his stripes, we are healed. I believe that because of his blood, we've been cleansed. And also believe that he's going to turn some things around for our good. I wonder if there are any believers in the house this morning. Anybody know that you got something to tell the Lord thank you for? Anybody believe that your situation is not at its wit's end, that God's going to take that thing and turn it around? Anybody need God to turn some things around in your life? Then you better claim it and receive it. For God said if you ask for it and believe it, that God will give it to you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that it's a holiday and a lot of people are out of town enjoying this last summer vacation. Last summer holiday season. But I also believe that those whom God intended to hear this message, you're here this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here this morning because there is a word from the Lord. John, I come to tell somebody this morning that dead man still walking is still walking. I come to tell somebody this morning that it's not all about what you think. It's about what you know about him, not about you. As we embark upon this holiday, tomorrow being what we call Labor Day. Whew. I'm laboring now in the vineyard, Judy. Today is not Labor Day. Today is a work day for me. And I believe in letting go and letting God have his way. I thank God because God blessed me to be here this morning. I thank God because even though the devil may attack your body with this, that, or the other, when it comes time to do what God tells you to do, God has a way of building you back up. God has a way of putting back in those things that time and life may pull out of you. And I come to tell you this morning, it's important that we carry two things away. First of all, you must be born again into discipleship with the Lord. You must be born again into discipleship with the Lord. And what I'm saying is that you have to become a believer for yourself. And a disciple is one that will follow Jesus. And as you follow Jesus, you don't know where to go unless you read the map. So you got to open up the book and read where God would have you to go. Secondly, that it's not about you or what you have. Because you can gain the whole world. And the Bible says, lose your own soul. So I wonder this morning, are we aware that while we are disciples, we are also servants to be used by God for his glory? And we got to understand that it's not a when I feel like it process. It ought to be an everyday process. Every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Every day we ought to be willing to tell the Lord thank you. I got a feeling that no matter what nobody else say, when you got that feeling of God down on the inside, they can't take it away. There's some folk don't like to see you shout. There's some folk don't like to see you all full of the Holy Spirit. But I come to tell you this morning that if you got it, can't nobody take it away. They may stop the music. They may say sit down, but they can't make you stop what's going on the inside of you. Now, if you are so caught up in people and people pleasing that you're going to do what they say do, then I question what you got in the first place. Because I believe that when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. And if God tell me to jump, I'm going to jump while I can. Now that one that said don't take all that cake, you talking to the wrong cake, because you don't know what it takes for me. You don't know where the Lord done brought me from. You don't know where I'm trying to get God to carry me to. You don't know the burden that God is helping me carry. Anybody in here got a load on their shoulders? Anybody know you can't make that journey all by yourself? But every now and then, when you begin to get a little bit weak, God tell you to hold on, hold out, and I'll make a way out of no way. Glory, glory. We got to know and understand this morning that there is a cost to discipleship. Discipleship does not come free. Now, salvation is free, but discipleship is not free. Salvation is all you got to do is just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And if you believe that, then God says you can be saved. But now, after you've been saved, if you're going to be a disciple, you got to get up off the stool of do nothing. Hallelujah. For the Bible said, work while it is day, for night coming when no man can work. Some of y'all been walking around too long, sitting down too long, and I wonder when you're going to get to work. I wonder when we're going to be about our Father's business. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Richard, when Jesus was 12, Jesus said, I don't know what you're looking for me for. I must be about my Father's business. Glory, glory. The Bible says, and when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah, Jesus. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. Now the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? What profit is it to have all of these material things? What profit is it to have all these so-called friends that are always around you, always leeching after you, always wanting something from you, and they don't have a hell or a heaven to carry you to? What profit is it when you want to obey man rather than God? The Bible said, what will it profit a man to gain all of the world and to lose his soul? We got to learn that we got to follow Christ. And then before we make a move or open up our mouth, we need to at least think for a moment, what would Jesus do? Don't handle things out of self and flesh. That's what we do. We do what we would do. You wrong me, I'm going to get you back. You talk trash to me, I'm going to cuss you out. You do something to me, I'm going to cut your throat. Anybody ever heard that before? Now we got a new day. Now they tell me that they don't believe in cutthroat. Now they believe in pull out, shoot. They don't play that. Don't get close enough to me. So you got to be careful who you going up against now. You're not big and bad as you thought that you were. You might walk around with your chest stuck all out and acting like you all big and bad. But I want to let you know, I don't care if you're 7 feet tall. They can dig a hole deep enough for you. We got to understand this morning that we got to stop going about thinking that we can do things any kind of way. What is it going to profit you to gain the whole world and then lose your very soul? We got to stop responding in the flesh and start asking God to move us by his powerful spirit. There are times when we can't think like the average man. We got to think with the divine perspective. When Jesus tells us to deny ourselves, he doesn't mean to hate yourself or to go without, but he's saying give full control of your life to him. A person who carried a cross on his way to execution, when we watch these prison movies and those that are on death row, and from the time that they go on death row, they are referred to as dead man walking. Well, now I come to tell you this morning that you might not be locked up in prison. But if you're locked up in your own sin for mine, if you're locked up in your way instead of God's way, then I come to tell you are dead man walking. You're gonna gain the whole world, but you're going to lose your very soul. You better learn how to get the shackles off your feet. You better learn how to tell the devil to get up off of you, get behind you, and leave you alone. You better know that you are got to trust the power of the Almighty God. Those that were walking dead man walking had sin, and they were going to have a penalty for that sin. So you got to understand this morning that you have sinned in your life, and you're going to have to answer for the thing that you've done in life. But I come to tell somebody this morning that you got to trust God with all that you have. You got to know that God will make a way out of no way. Now I want to let somebody know this morning that God knows that you're going to have trials and tribulations. God knows that you're going to go through some time. God knows that it's not every day going to be a sunny day. Every day everybody not going to be on your side. There's going to come time when you're going to be discouraged and depressed. Anybody ever had days of depression when you didn't know exactly what you were going to do? I want to let you know that God knows all about that. For our Lord Jesus the Christ, he said unto the disciples, when they began to get a little discouraged, when they began to get a little worried about where Jesus was going, they said, I heard that you said that you were going to leave us, but I don't understand where it is that you're going. I don't know how you're going to get there. And I done got concerned about my life. I'm concerned about my soul's salvation. Well, I heard that Jesus said unto the people, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, I know not whether I go, and I don't know where you come from, and how can I know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I stop by to tell somebody that you better trust the power of God, because we serve a good God. We serve a God that is alive. Somebody said that God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead. He's still alive. When I look in the book of Revelation, I see the prophet John. John began to talk about Jesus. He said, when I was on the Isle of Patmos, I saw a vision. And when I turned and I heard the voice of the Lord being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, I saw the Son of Man clothed with garment down to his foot, girt about the path with a golden girdle. His head had hair that was white as wool, white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet was like fine brass that burned like a furnace. His voice was like the sound of many waters. He had a strong voice, and he had his right hand with seven stars. Out of his mouth came a two-edged sword. It a cut on the left and cut on the right. And when I saw him, I fell down at his feet as a man that was dead. He laid his hands on me. I'm so glad that the Lord laid his hands on me. And the Lord said, I am he that liveth and was dead. I was dead, but now I am alive. I want to let you know that I got the keys to death. I got the keys to hell. And I want to tell somebody that I am a dead man, but I'm still walking. I got up out the grave on that third day with all power in my hand. I went to Golgotha. They hung me high. They stretched me out wide. For your sins I died. And I'm glad that they put a thorn, a crown on my head. I'm glad that they pierced me in my side. When the blood and the water came streaming down, it was for your sins and my sins. So I stopped by to tell somebody, don't gain the whole world and lose your soul. Because if you don't have Jesus, if you don't have Jesus, you are a dead man walking. And without Jesus, you won't still be walking. You're going to die and go to hell. But if you die in Jesus, If you die in Jesus, when you die, you shall live again. You shall get up out the grave. You shall know God for yourself. Dead man, still walking. Dead man, still walking. Dead man, still walking. They took him, they beat him, but he still got all power. They said he wasn't going to get up, but he did just what he said. Dead man, still walking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got some folk. We got some folk walking around in our community, strung out on some stuff, looking like zombies, and they walking, and they looking all crazy. And some of you have been judgmental, and instead of praying for your brother or your sister, you say, look at that dead man, and he's still walking. But I come to tell somebody that if you think that you're better than they are, you are nothing but a lie, and the truth is not in you. That man is walking out there in the street. That's my brother and your brother too. And if you're going to say anything about them, you ought to go down on bending knee. You ought to tell the Lord all about it. For God will make a way out of no way. Think about it for a moment. There was a time when you were where they are. Might not have been under the influence of the same stuff, but sin is sin. Talking too much, lying too much, cheating and backbiting. Hallelujah. And the list goes on and on and on. And we have the audacity to point the finger at somebody else. If their sin is so much bigger than your sin, when all sin is all unrighteousness is sin, you better know that you know that Jesus died for every one of us. And I thank God this morning that I serve a mighty God that is yet still alive. I am he that was dead and live forevermore. And then he tells us that he's the one got the keys to death. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after death, the judgment. Now, when you go to judgment, God's going to be the true judge. And you either go into heaven, he's standing at the gate. And the word says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to get in heaven, and I'm talking about Jesus now, Jesus says, you got to come by me. So you can't get by. You can't sneak in. You can't pay your way in. You can't lie your way in. You can't con your way in. Only the pure at heart. And I thank God that he said at heart. Because the flesh is sinful. The flesh is nasty. The flesh will keep you bound. But when you trust the Spirit of God, you forget about the flesh. And you thank God for his Spirit. And when I think about what God has done for us, I could personalize it and say me. But I'm not the only one that believed Jesus died for them. I wonder how many of you are true believers this morning that Jesus died for your sin, whatever your sin in life is or was, that Jesus died for that. And if you are a true believer, then you walk knowing that one day I'm going to die. But when I think about Jesus, Jesus took the sting out of death. For the Bible says that when he went to the grave and after he got back up, death had no more power. Death was the last enemy. That enemy is not to be feared if you trust God. Can you trust him this morning?